Worst starting field position for Philadelphia. McNabb buys some time, goes deep, hits Baskett. Hank Baskett stays on his feet and rolls to the end zone. 87 yards.
It gives you chills, doesn't it? And I bet Hank's never heard that call before. Or maybe he has. He joins us right now. Hank Baskett is joining us from the West Coast. Hank, welcome to the show. Thanks for being a part of it.
Oh, man, anytime. If you do that introduction every day like that, I'll call it every day, man. You gave me chills. I'm missing it.
That's all Anthony right there. That's the man I'm behind the glass. That was awesome. It put a smile on my face as well. Before we talk about your event, which I definitely want to talk about, this is a huge week for the NFL. You've been through one of these weeks, these stints between the championship game and the Super Bowl. When 2009 you were with Indianapolis. Describe what it's like waiting for the Super Bowl as a player.
It can be hectic, man. And one thing that someone taught me is if you can go to the Super Bowl without playing it first, it's so much easier to go there when you play because you don't feel like you're missing out on all the events and everything that's going on. So that's the hardest thing right there I'd have to say for the teams is just not feel like they're missing out and wanting to be involved in all the action is trying to stay focused on just playing football. And if you can do that, you just got to look at it. You know, yes, it's a Super Bowl, but it's another football game. You can't get caught up and not understand that, you know, what you have to focus on.
Yeah, it's the sporting event of the year. And this year it's in one of the greatest cities in North America, in New Orleans. And I would think it's tough to sit in your hotel room while all that fun's going on around you.
It is. It's definitely tough, man, especially for the young guys who haven't had the opportunity to experience something like that. But, you know, as a player, you just got to remain focused on the task at hand, and that's just, game plan, meetings, you're normal. You don't want to change anything about your routine. Now, going as a spectator, on the other hand, now you get to go and enjoy, like you said, being in New Orleans. I never got to go out there, played there a few times against them, but never really got to enjoy the town. And so I'm actually going out there with my business partner, Terrell Gaines, who's from New Orleans, and my wife. So I'm definitely looking forward to having a good time and enjoying the city outside of the football stadium.
Now, what is it like when you walk into somewhere with your wife, who is obviously an international superstar by every measure? Of course, Kendra Wilkinson is who we're talking about. Do people even look at you, Hank?
Oh, no, it don't bother me whatsoever. I've never wanted it needs to be in the spotlight. And what's funny now, it's even more so with our son now. They're like, oh, that's little Hank, and oh, yeah, you're the dad. I'm like, yeah, I'm just that guy, you know. Nah, but I love it because I'm fortunate that, I did marry a beautiful person, not only on the inside, or not outside, but yet on the inside, and I have no problem with her receiving the attention. And I love the attention that she gets. So many people just feel like they can relate to her, and they like just talking to her about, you know, just relatable stuff, not just always the awe factor of that it's her. They just want to, you know, people just like enjoy having conversations and stuff like that with it.
Well, man, people with young children talk about young children. I mean, it's international.
Yeah,
you know, it's just the way that it is. Hank, tell us about the charity pro-am that you have coming up. Where is it? When is it? And how can people find it?
Well, I'll be having the second annual Hank Baskett Classic that's going to be held out here in Ranchos Palos Verdes at Trump National Golf Club. And if you know all about it, but for people that don't, if you get the opportunity to play there, you've got to. And my tournament's a great chance to do that. You come out. Yeah, it's May 16th and 17th out here. You stay at the Terranea Resort, which is less than a mile from Trump National. And both of them, when you say first class, it's first class all the way. And for my first time playing there, I did an interview with ESPN Magazine, and Trump heard that I did it. So they've just been very open and welcoming to having my tournament and having myself golf there. And we've partnered with the Bonnie J. Addario Lung Cancer Foundation because a little over a year, almost 2 years ago, my father was diagnosed with lung cancer, and I just wanted to bring awareness to it because If you don't know, lung cancer is more, kills more and is diagnosed more than all other cancers combined, but yet there's that negative stipulation that goes along with it that people automatically think you're a smoker, which my dad wasn't. He did 2 stints in Vietnam, and that's how he got his. So I worked with Bonnie's Foundation to just help raise awareness and try to help end this disease, because it's not just lung cancer you got to fight. It's all cancers, you know. They all attack everybody, and that's one thing in this world still to this day that does not see race, color, gender, ethnicity, or nothing. It can hit home to anybody.
Amen. No question about it. The Trump National Golf Club there in Rancho Palos Verdes, it's on a piece of property. I mean, California is gorgeous to begin with. But are your events right there overlooking the water on the property?
Oh, everything's right there. We have a fantastic time. And that's where I like to run my tournaments is, you know, it brings attention to a negative cause, but yet we do it in a fun way. It's where, you know, we want to bring great awareness. Everybody out there having a good time, very relaxed and open. We had celebrities and athletes from across the board last year. Every team had a celebrity or athlete, if not one or two on their team. And it's just a great vibe. It's out there overlooking the ocean. And you know how, what is it, number 18? If you have the guts, you can try to tee off from the blacks, but that's a long way over that ocean. It's just an amazing view, and words can't describe it, pictures can't describe it. Sometimes you need to come out there and see in person. And like I said, for information on it, you can go to www.tankbasketbasketwith2tsclassic.org, and they have a donation form on there. They have registration form. They have sponsorship form. And last year we were able to get quite a bit of sponsors that really came out and helped out. And, you know, the gift bags that everybody got, people still talk about to this day.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Have you talked to some of the celebrities? How involved are you in recruiting the folks that you've met from not only sports but show business and the like?
I'm actually very involved. This year, you know, I have a little bit more help reaching out to some celebrities that I may not personally know. But last year, every celebrity or athlete that came was through personal invitation that I reached out to. And they all volunteered. They all came out on their own. No one was paid to show up or anything like that. And That's what I like, man. That's when you know you've got a good reputation, when you get people who obviously have tremendously crazy schedules willing to come out there and support your cause and not ask for anything in return.
I completely agree with you. It's fantastic. Do you have a goal in mind? How much money do you want to raise this year? I mean, obviously, anything you can donate is better than nothing. But I know how athletes think, and you've got a number in the back of your mind. Do you want to share it with us?
My ultimate goal this year, I want to raise $75,000 to be able to donate back. And like you said, every bit helps. And my dad taught me something very important. You know, everybody thinks you got to ask one person for $1 million, but if you ask 1 million people for $1, it equals the same amount, and you reach more people.
There's no doubt. Why golf? Why did you pick golf as your outlet for raising the money?
Because I've had a golf tournament in my hometown for child abuse for about 9 years now. But my dad's a big golfer, so much, in fact, for his 65th birthday, I was like, what can I get him for his birthday? I was able to get him a custom Cadillac Escalade golf cart with official GM parts on it, and had his name, had Pops airbrushed on it, and I just think it's a great way to get people out there. And you know, golf is the most humbling sport. It's the only sport where the ball just sits there. And so anybody can go out there and have a good day. Anybody can go out there and have a bad day. But if you're doing it with people that are in great spirits and, you know, just want to get together and raise awareness for a good cause, it's going to be a good day no matter what.
We're talking to Hank Basket. You're only 30 years old, Hank. Do you still wait for the phone call and hope to get one more run in the NFL?
Actually, I had some phone calls before the season this year, but a year ago I decided to retire because I was blessed with a fortunate opportunity that my business partner, Travelle Gaines, reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to go into owning a training facility with him. And that's what we have right now out here in L.A. It's called Athletic Gaines. We have our NFL Combine group in here training right now. We have 2 projected top 10 picks and numerous guys are projected to go in the top 100, so we're going to have another strong class. And Travelle has the resume of training the best, so we're just carrying that over. And then our NFL vets start next week, and then our NBA program starts up, and then our Major League Baseball and hockey program start up. So the hardest thing about sports when you leave is you miss the locker room and you miss the guys. So I'm fortunate enough that I get to stay affiliated with all the guys from all the sports, but yet, you know, own my own company and, you know, start a new goal in my life.
Well, I think that there's some comparison to your career to professional golf in that you didn't come out of college and get drafted in the first round. As a matter of fact, you had to battle your way onto a team any way that you could, and you were willing to make whatever sacrifices that you had to make. But I've got to tell you something, Hank. Running those special teams, you've got to be a little bit crazy. And you were special teams MVP for the Eagles in 07.
Yeah, it's not crazy. It's just, you know, how bad do you want it? What are you going to do to stand out? And I think that's what really made a name for myself in Philadelphia was Philly is a blue-collar town, and they love their all-stars and, you know, their Pro Bowlers and this and that, but they really appreciate guys who are like grunts, willing to do the dirty work. And that's why I still have such a great following there. And I was very blessed to play in Philly, both good and bad, you know what I'm saying? Because Philly fans are known to get on you, but yet if they see that you're at least working, you know, they'll support you. And I could still go back to Philly this day and, you know, get just feel welcome at home. I love that town.
Well, you know, the U.S. Open's there this year in June. If you want to see a U.S. Open, what better place than in the place where you played?
I would definitely love to do that. I'm trying to make the cut this year.
Are you going to go to the qualifier? How is your game? Let's talk about that.
The best I ever got was I had one offseason. In a four-month time, I got a legitimate down to an 11, and that was trying to do stuff around my schedule. But I want to truly get the time. I want to try to get the single digit.
Have you ever broken 80?
Oh, yeah. I've broken it a couple times.
Okay. I was just checking. You know, I'm figuring out where you are. I'd love to tee it up with you sometime.
See, now, come on now. You're affiliated with the PGA and everything like that. Hey, smell a hustle.
I play. I'll be straight up with you. What was that, Anthony? Now, see, I played on tour, but I retired in 05. I'm an old fat man now. You can take me.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You know what? Age, with golf, that's one thing where age and weight does not really, you know, make or be kept that much accounted for.
I tell you what. We'll do this. We'll run a 100-yard dash, and for every second you beat me by, I'll give you a shot.
Really?
Well, I mean, it'll take me about an hour to finish it. So you're going to get to it. You're going to get a shot a hole.
I might do that. I'm willing to do that one with you.
You know,
well, you know what? When you come out here, we will play. We will go out and play the day before the tournament, and we will make a bet the day before the tournament because I'm making you come out to my tournament.
We will go play
around the day before.
I would absolutely love to. I'd love to do the show from out there during your event, May 16th, May 16th and 17th at the. But I tell you, the Trump course, the Trump doesn't do anything. You can say what you want to. Trump National Golf Club in Rancho Palos Verdes is it's exquisite. It's absolutely gorgeous, and that alone is enough reason to attend. But to get to play with the folks and hang out with the folks that you're undoubtedly going to bring in, I think it's going to be an incredible event again this year, Hank.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for this time. And, if I can't make the Open, I might have to talk to you about helping me find a way to get my dad out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whatever we can do to help. I tell you what, it's just January now. Why don't we have you back in March as things start to heat up for your event, and we'll remind people about it.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good. And appreciate y'all having me again.